These are, of course, recessionary times, and many of us don't have that much spare cash lying around. But if you're cash poor but gold rich, now might be the time to cash it in. We went down to a very busy pawnbroker to find out what happens to your gold when you bring it here. Hi.
Hello. Nathan Finch is a council member for Britain's National Association of Pawnbrokers, and he's also the boss here at Pickwick.
Had you been doing this 5 years ago, you would have probably got half the amount of money that you would get today.
Jane Longhurst's getting £170, or around $270, for just under 30 grams of scrap gold.
They're broken bits that are sitting that you'd either throw in the bin, but if you can get a little bit of cash back on them, then it goes towards my grandchildren.
So this is just what you've brought in today?
Yes.
Wow, business really is booming.
Yes, it is.
So how do you work out the value of that?
So we would take a file and gently scratch the surface.
What, and if it's fake, hardly, it goes,
no,
it
no,
burnishes?
No. That's just the beginning. And then you apply an alkaline solution to it. And depending on the reaction of that solution, you will get a different reaction as to whether it's gold or not gold, and a different reaction as to the carat.
Okay.
That's gone quite stained brown, and the lower the carat, the more that brown staining is evident.
So now that we have this bag, what would you do? Sell it on to the person who's going to melt it down?
Well, this bag is processed by us, and it is effectively then moved securely to a bullion dealer, who will then melt it down. And it will be turned back into bars of gold, as it once was.
And what should customers be careful of if they're wanting to sell their gold?
I think one of the most important things is that where you're buying from someone who could be a member of a trade association, a trade body, I think they should be, because it shows that they've been vetted. And if you just send your gold straight off in an envelope, you're pretty much in a difficult position as far as being able to up the price and barter. Whereas if you're face-to-face, you can get a much fairer price, in my opinion, for that gold.
We've probably spent about an hour inside that shop, and during that time they had over a dozen customers, more than twice the amount they normally have. One business on the British High Street that's doing pretty well right now. Diana Magnay, CNN, Dartford, England.